food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I was so deeply touched when I saw how our guest, Chef Mimi Kozma, honors those who have been through hardships that I just knew I would have to have her on as a guest. You're going to want to hear her stories. Fortunately, she found time in her busy production and media schedule and was able to fit us in today. So what an honor it is to have you in our Family Food Kitchen today, Chef Kozma. And I am going to start right off by asking you to explain to all why you created the Food Hero Pays It Forward program. I want to say it again. It's called Food Hero Pays It Forward. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that it is just in my nature to want to help people. And instead of just leaving it within my, you know, my own comfort zone and just around my own personal space, I wanted to take it outside of my own kitchen and my own home and take it out to the world. And I feel like once you touch someone's life and other people see you touching those lives, then they have the wherewithal, the energy, the spirit to want to touch the next life. And that's what I want to do. I want people to touch other people's lives, and I want to do it by being the first one to do it for them and being the model and the example.
You are an amazing model and example. Why don't we first explain, before we get into a story, just how you go about choosing a hometown hero?
Well, you know, as you can imagine, it's a very difficult process because every story is touching. So, and there's so many. I mean, there's just sadly, there are an endless number of stories out there. So it's a difficult process. My team and I have to sit down, and we study the stories, we read them, and we let them speak to us. And the ones that we identify with the most and the ones that are most unique are the ones we typically want to share because we want to give them a voice, because sometimes they don't have a voice and they don't know how to gain a voice, so we want to give that to them.
I saw the Marine story first, so let's just go right to that and have you share that one with us. That was amazing.
Well, this guy is so special. Brett D'Alessandro is a young Marine who lives in Verona, New Jersey. And upon returning from a seven-month tour in Afghanistan, Brett was driving home from the Marine base to his home and saw a homeless person on the sidewalk with a sign, you know, to help. The homeless vet needs help. And he just couldn't understand, you know, why this was the case, why this was happening to this person that served the country. And he was himself was, you know, a Marine. So he pulled over and talked to this fella and found out his story, learned about what he was needing. And Brett had some things in his car, a backpack and just some other things, and gave it to the guy, some clothing. And the man was so thankful. And Brett drove away and couldn't stop thinking about this man. And the next day was driving back to base to go to work, and saw this gentleman walking with a little boy, and he saw his backpack, and he pulled over, and he said, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on? You know, who is this young man? And the gentleman said, this is my son. And the little boy looked at Brett and said, thank you so much. I now have a backpack to put my books in, so when I go to school, I don't have to carry them in my arms. I can carry them in a container. And that just broke my heart.
Yes,
and just
of
talking
course.
About it breaks my heart. So yep. Brett yep. said from that point forward, he was going to create an organization, because he did not want to see this reoccurring. He wanted to create an organization where he put together a backpack for homeless veterans that contained the basic, you know, requirements that you and I would need. I mean, you can't provide him shelter or her shelter, whatever the vet is, you know, what gender they are, but he would give them information in the backpack regarding places to go, you know, what social services were available in the community, basic toiletries. He has a summer versus a winter backpack, so there are warm blankets and socks and sweaters and knit caps in the winter backpack. There are ponchos and, weather-related things, sunscreen, sunglasses, and a cap for the summer backpack. So those veterans that are out there, you know, without a home, at least have a little bit of protection during the day or the evening. And he also reaches out to businesses in the local community, trying to find places that do honor the vet and will offer them such as a free slice of pizza and a drink on certain days of the week and provide that information for them. I mean, he's just, he's like a social worker on wheels, you know. And he hands out hundreds of backpacks, you know, throughout the year.
Wow. How inspiring. You know, and that's besides everything that he probably does on the daily routine, but he does this as an extra. And I bet that his life is that much richer because he's doing it. I think at the end of the day, what we hear so often with these people are is what they gain is just as much as what they give. And that's really the beauty of everything. There's another story that we really want you to share with everybody. It's mm-hmm. Lyndon's story. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that one?
Yes.
I have to get my Kleenex. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I have my box right here. I have mine right here. I wish I could pass it to you.
So
Lyndon, this beautiful, beautiful young boy, after many years of suffering and being close to death on a couple of occasions, his family learned that he had something called FPIES. That is a food protein-induced intercolitis syndrome. Now, if no one is aware of what this is, it is a type of food allergy that affects the gastrointestinal tract. What makes this atypical is that it is a food allergy. However, the symptoms are not always immediate, and they do not always show up in allergy tests. So what you have is a child who will consume something, and in Landon's case, it was probably breast milk or some sort of formula, and several hours later, he rejected it, either, you know, had diarrhea or vomiting, and it was so severe that it leads to low blood pressure, it leads to dehydration. Sometimes it happens so violently that kids have perished because failure to thrive. Luckily, Landon's parents, through the help of their several doctors and many visits to hospitals, finally learned that this was what Landon was suffering from, and thankfully, he's still with us today and flourishing. But through those months and years, you know, the family suffered because they didn't understand what to do with him. I mean, he could not keep down anything. So what's special about this case is that I think it's one of those unique situations that a lot of, you know, Americans have never heard of. And so that's why we really wanted to tell his story. So while his parents were bringing him his health back to normal and making him, you know, getting him out of the hospital and getting him home and being a regular kid, through all of this, they forgot to take care of themselves. They were so worried about what Landon was eating and what was, you know, what he was coming in contact with, they forgot about the most important thing was about they themselves staying healthy and creating this family unit where they enjoyed life together. I mean, they did enjoy him. Mm. And they were always doing fun things with him, but they never sat down for a family meal. You know, they were so worried about what he was eating and if he was eating. And so I wanted to go into their home and show them that they could have a family meal, not worry about Landon as much as they did, and enjoy, you know, breaking bread together because it's so important, you know. And I had help with a local chef from the area where they're from. And he and I, in tandem, created a family meal, invited some friends over, and for the first time, they sat at their dining room table together and consumed a meal. And they have continued to do so to this day, and I'm so happy that we were able to do that.
That's beautiful, you know, that you were able to show them that it's okay to care for their son while also enjoying life and enjoying meals mm-hmm. together and enjoying themselves. That's so incredibly important. I want everybody to know where they can connect with your program, and the best way is to go to Chef Mimi's website. That's www.mimicosma.com. You can look for all her information, episodes, and what she's been doing and are getting ready to do in the future. Thank you again for being with us on our Family Food Kitchen on RadioMD.com. Stay well.